It is just after midnight in Denver, Colorado, and the festivities surrounding the second day of the Democratic National Party National Convention are still ongoing. The highlight of the evening was a speech by Hillary Clinton, who lost the battle for the nomination for the presidency to Barack Obama. She urged her supporters to fully back her one-time rival. The editor of the National Review Online, Catherine Jean Lopez, is in Denver. She spoke with Charles Collins about the speech.
She did what she needed to do, which was wholeheartedly endorse Barack Obama and talk about the need for party unity and talk about why John McCain should not be president in Democrats' mind. And she did that. So she did her job. The talk about animosity is not going to end, however, because there really was a sense that nobody told her that the campaign was over. She kind of gave a campaign speech. She had her usual laundry list of priorities, and it was a very odd kind of speech, because it's the kind of speech that had she given in January in New Hampshire, she might be the nominee now.
Why is there such animosity still coming from the Clinton camp? But why is that animosity still there?
Because Barack Obama came out of nowhere. A year ago, people were wondering if he should really run. Is this really serious? And now he's the nominee of the party. And he managed to beat the Clintons. And people for years have talked about a Clinton machine as if there was no way to beat the Clintons. And she was beaten. There's that. The other thing that there is going on here in Denver is feminists are really upset. I've gone to a couple of events this week, and it's a little bit like a wake. Like, oh, well, we support Barack Obama, but why didn't the woman win? There's a lot of that going on. Is that enough to sway an election? That's going to be an interesting question.